And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the 2014 Classic Hits 98.9 Wrestling Rally. Doug Duda and our producer-engineer Jeff Babel back in studio. It's that time of the year. We've put the Valentines away, and we have got our athletes qualified for the state meet in Omaha, which gets underway on Thursday. B and C will be the early this year, and they will get going at 9:30 on Thursday, or on Thursday and Friday. They'll have the early session, and A and D will get going at 4:30 in the afternoon. We'll be talking with area coaches and qualifiers, as we do every single year at this time, getting ready for the state meet. Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com is going to join us here in the very first segment. We'll have a chance to talk with him. We'll also be talking wrestling with Grand Island, Kearney Catholic, the Hastings schools. We've been set up today in our studios over at Hastings with Tyson Hovronik. He'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking with Minden, Ravenna, Amherst, and Overton, and Lexington, and many, many other schools from around the listening area. And we hope you'll be with us for the next couple of hours as we bring you all the action here on Classic Hits 98.9. But Ross Halford joins us here first to start the wrestling rally. We got a chance to catch up with Ross from HuskerMat.com. Ross, great to have you on the program. Well, we always like to start off the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally by catching up with Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com, who covers the sport 24/7, 365, and exciting time of the year with districts now in the rearview mirror. We look at the pairings, the state duels getting ready for its second year. Ross, we always appreciate the time. How you doing today? A pretty exciting time.
Yeah, definitely. Got a chance to catch a little bit of sleep last night after, the districts, and started looking at some of the state tournament brackets, and even looking a couple weeks out into the state duels. And so you're right, it's a short week, and Thursday will be here quick, and still a lot of things to do with the website to get everybody caught up before Thursday gets here. So again, it's going to be a busy week, that's for sure.
All across the land, A, B, C, or D, what was the immediate thing that stuck out to you from this weekend's districts?
Well, I think the district that you covered out in D3, I think everybody, wanted to, talk about just kind of that wow factor. I mean, Amherst, after that semifinals and third round consolations, I think they set at 248.5, and I think what was probably most telling there was in second place, I think Medicine Valley had 64 at that point. And Amherst then had 13 in the finals at that point. And they end up with 10 district champions. They qualify all 14. They score an incredible 313, I believe, and a half points as well. I believe they also set the Class D district pins record. I think it was 27 before I counted them up at 28. So what a phenomenal performance out there at D3 by Amherst, who we thought could potentially get to that 300 mark, and they simply blew the doors off of that district out there at Amherst. So it was pretty amazing.
Ross Halford from HuskerMat with us here on the Wrestling Rally. I know there's a couple, three questions that I ask, and we kind of do the same scenario every single year, but it's always interesting. Were there a couple of wrestlers that did not make it to the state tournament that are a surprise?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, up at our district, the district I covered up at Battle Creek C2, well, Caleb Thomas, who I had rated one most of the year, I had moved him to second towards the late half of the year behind the rep kid out of Minden. He was injured before the district, did not compete, and there was a before-rated wrestler, Class C 132 out of Southern Valley, that's Christian Lewis, also injured this week as well. So those two we kind of knew about going into the districts. But then, you list off the names. I saw one up at Battle Creek, Bryce Ewing from Oakland Craig, rated all season, probably as rated as high as number four, and lost in the heartbreak round. Just, not have the urgency, throughout the tournament, lost an earlier match he should have. But just looking at the names, I think from the team perspective, there was a couple of teams that took some significant hits there, and one of them was Grand Island. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about them plenty, but Grand Island with John Model not qualifying, that may come back to really, really hurt Grand Island here. It's a very close Class A team race, and, you know, whether Model would place or not, I think you can count on him for, you know, 10, 15 state tournament points that the Islanders no longer have. David City lost state rated Devin Prochutka at 160 in the heartbreak round. And again, you know, as close of a team race as they're in Class C, that's just a killer for them. You know, again, I've started looking at both of those team races in A and C pretty closely. And again, they're very close. And he said, you know, things happen, but those two kind of stand out. Just some other names. Bellwich out of prep, state rated all year. Neely Oakdale lost the Owl Mound kid, up there at the D2. About Andrew Abramson, Loomis Bertrand, unbeaten in the C4 district. We knew 145 was tough, but he, unbeaten coming into the district, fails to qualify out of that weight. And kind of a local kid there as well, I noticed, out of C4. It was a very tough 106 bracket, but Austin Olson was 33-1, I believe, coming into the tournament and did not make it out of a very tough C4 106 weight. So happens every year, but you know, those are some of the ones off the top of my head right now.
Ross, what was the surprise? There's always some teams that maybe catch your eyes. You can look at some of the points and go, well, they got a lot of qualifiers or they got a lot of points, but you can see whether they won district or whether they didn't win district. Was there something that caught your eye from a surprise standpoint?
Maybe Adams Central, because I thought out of the B3 district that I thought your top two would be Columbus Scotus, who finished third. You know, out of that weight, and I had Adams Central finishing second. And they really put some distance between them and second place York, who again edged out Columbus Scotus out of that district. So Coach Lanowski's kids had a great weekend out there. And you know, again, I looked through some of the other districts where I thought, well, this team might win this, and maybe they didn't end up winning it, but. You know, some of the D districts are hard to figure anyways because a lot of the teams don't have full lineups. And so, you know, like D1, you see a team like Sutton wins. And they were on the radar, but I didn't know that they would finish first or second. Other than that, you know, I see a lot of qualifiers from teams in Class A. Now, I haven't gone back through and looked at the number of schools out of the 32 that didn't qualify a single wrestler, but just based on, you know, numbers of teams. I mean, Kearney 13, Grand Island 11, Millard South 13, Hastings 12, Norfolk, Lincoln Southeast, Papio, La Vista all 10. I mean, what's left there? I mean, there has to be four or five schools that aren't sending anybody out of Class A as well. So always kind of interesting to see how that works.
Later on, towards the end of the program, Ross will rejoin us, and we'll get his perspective on the dual tournament and maybe some of the other storylines out there and some predictions, as always, about, as you said earlier in the week, it looked like B and D are pretty much settled with Scutt and Amherst, so we'll get your thoughts on A and C. But individually, there's going to be some changes this year, some minute changes with the state wrestling tournament we've seen the last couple of years. They're trying to enhance it. They're trying to make it better. Ron Higdon has been doing some things there, and with some potential four-time state champions, some exciting news out there, it sounds like, for next weekend.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, in that regard, you know, there are some of the things that I've heard that they're going to do. One big change that I'm all for this, I think this is great, is that they'll start the championship finals on Saturday afternoon, which, and you mentioned to me earlier, there's a new start time. That'll be 3 o'clock instead of the usual 2 o'clock, so they'll bump that up an hour. But they'll actually start the championship finals next Saturday afternoon with the 195 weight class, and then they'll end up with 182, where in all likelihood, unless some epic upset of, you know, huge proportions happens, you'll have two wrestlers, Will Shaney out of Blair, Javon Perkins from Omaha North, will both wrestle in the final matches of the day, and each will be going for the fourth state title. So I'm all for that. I think, you know, as they said, you can take advantage of the rules that allow them to do that and start with whatever weight that they want to. And as we said earlier, some of the happiest well, out there have to be the heavyweights because, you know, traditionally they're the last ones to wrestle, and sometimes there's not a lot of, you know, people left over, and so they'll get to wrestle in front of a full house. And I would expect that people will definitely stick around throughout the championship finals to sit and watch the up to the 182 finals, because there may be some suspense in there, too, with some of those team races as well.
Ross, final thought for this segment. Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com joining us. I know sometimes we haven't got a chance to look at every single bracket, but sometimes you anticipate there is a clear two best wrestlers, and by draw, they end up in the semifinals. Have you seen anything that's a little unfortunate for this week?
Not so much, but again, I have not looked at all of the brackets, that closely. I know the 145B, I think we got the two kids, Adams and Thatcher, on the opposite sides of the bracket, as well. I think at A182, I mentioned Perkins. I think he's on the opposite side as number two Floyd, as well. So no, I haven't taken a long look at where those line up, but I'm sure that there will be some, you mentioned, semifinals that are by de facto finals, championship finals, as well. So.
All right. Well, it sounds good. Ross, we'll talk to you at the end of the program. Always appreciate your time. That's Ross Halford, HuskerMat.com. We'll start talking with our wrestlers and coaches and getting you ready for the 2014 state meet right after this timeout.
Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, seedsmanship at work.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in the area, and they're protected by the most advanced trait technology in the industry. So talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Brent and Sarah Woodman of Kennesaw.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to personal. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Welcome back to the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally here on KKPR and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us for the 2014 edition. They're always the first ones here because they're so excited. Four-time state champion, Amherst Broncos, and Coach Tyler Herman with us. Of course, we had the D3 district yesterday, and every year something different, Tyler. Congratulations. A whole bunch of records set by your team yesterday. Points, pins. You go up making all 14 to the state tournament. You've had a few hours now for this to set in. What's it all mean?
Tremendous all-around effort from top to bottom. Our goal all week long, at the end of practice, every day, we have a word of the day, and the word this week was 14. And we said we're taking all 14, we're not leaving anybody home, and you know, that was kind of what we rallied around. And it was pretty sweet getting those first 13 all in the semis right away Saturday and punching their ticket to the state tournament. And then Tanner Hercock did a nice job of coming back through and getting third in a very tough heavyweight class. But just an awesome feeling. I've never been a part of something like that. I don't know for a fact, but I'd have to say it might be the first time that anybody's ever qualified 14 out of Class D. And I think we lost four matches is all on the weekend. I think a total of like 37-4. So just something that tremendous feeling as a coach. Couldn't be more proud of these guys.
What does it mean to get 14 kids? It doesn't matter what the class is, how hard that is to accomplish.
I tell you what, it's tough. You have to be on your A game, and I think we definitely were yesterday and Friday as well. You know, you look at Jake Martinson, our 220, he was the sixth seed. He had a couple kids that had pinned him earlier in the year. He had to beat those kids just to make the finals. You know, so just matches like that, it showed a lot of grit, a lot of toughness, a lot of mental toughness. And like I said, just top to bottom, outstanding performance from everybody.
Well, I think you brought the whole team. You brought the whole team, man. You brought the whole team.
All but one is here. All but one is here.
Well, let's start chatting with him. Let's talk with the man of the hour because he's closest to the microphone. Jacob Martinson is here. Jake, there was a lot of guys that were the number one seed. You were not the number one seed, but boy, what a reaction it was yesterday when you not only got to the finals, but you won the district finals. Let's start there. Talk about the headlock you threw in, and you were down 5-2. Talk about the headlock you threw in to become a champion.
Well, I knew he was good, and I'd have to do something to beat him. So Coach Herman gave me the go in the corner there. So
there was There was a lot of times where it looked like you guys were going to go off the mat, and they never blew the action dead. And Coach was saying, "Keep after him, keep after him." And eventually, it looked like that's what you did. You kind of kept after him there. Did you sense that he was tired, or did you sense that you were going to be able to put that move in on him?
Yeah, every kid I wrestled, I could tell they were getting tired there in the third period. So,
talk about Friday, just getting by the first couple of matches to get you into the semifinals on Saturday.
I knew they were good, and I'd have to take them to the third period and beat them there, beat them with our conditioning.
So what was it like? A lot of these guys you see in here are number one seeds, but what was it like when you realized you were going to state, and then what were you feeling like second when you won your championship match?
I felt like I was part of a championship team.
Nothing better than that. All right, Jake, good luck down there. I take a look at his bracket here, and you've got 37-1, 36-1, 36-1, and then Jacob is the fourth district champion. So congratulations to Jacob Martinson.
Thank you.
Who we got next? Let's just slide over one at a time here. We got a whole ton of Amherst rolling in here. Shockey, Peyton Shockey, Run 95. Are you Martinson's wrestling partner in the room?
No, we have a. We have him go with heavyweight Tanner.
And and who do you work with?
I work with he was our 182-pounder before Chris came, Morgan Ostendorf. I usually wrestle with him.
Talk about getting everybody to state. How important was that?
That was pretty important to us. That's what we've been striving for a long time. Real huge accomplishment, huge goal we've had.
Talk about getting a district championship yesterday and tell me, kind of recap your match a little bit for us.
I've been working for that for a while. You know, my brothers, they've all won district championships, and I just want to keep up with them and not fall beneath their shadows. And that last match, I wrestled them last year in the heartbreak round, getting to state, and I beat him. I just thought, I can't underestimate him. He's coming back. He wants revenge, and can't really underestimate anybody here or at state.
All right, Peyton, congratulations getting the win by pin over Miller Southwest. We'll see you in Omaha.
Yep, thanks.
We're talking with the Amherst Broncos and just kind of taking them as they come in line. And next in line here, oh, my, at the very beginning, 106, Peyton Cumston. Peyton, is there pressure when you're the first guy out there?
Sometimes. I mean, it just depends. It's all up to me to get everything rolling, get everything unstoppable, just keep it going.
106 pounds, you go out there and you take care of everybody. It wasn't a very deep weight class, only I think five guys were out there, so you didn't get that many matches, but you handled your couple of matches like you needed to. Were you satisfied with the way you wrestled?
Yes, I felt pretty good. I had my last match was pretty tough. My first one was tough as well.
Just talk about the feeling getting to go to Omaha and wrestle this weekend.
I'm pretty excited, actually. I feel very blessed. It going from last year, getting my butt kicked around by all the bigger guys and stuff, just made me feel pretty great to get in state this year.
Is it hard just to even make the lineup at Amherst sometimes?
Mm.
All these varsity kids, all these kids that we've got going out for wrestling?
Yeah, because we're all pretty good, and our coach gives us our conditioning, and everything makes us all just better and everything.
All right, Peyton Cumston, congratulations on being a district champ.
Thanks.
All right, let's keep on rolling along here. Up next, let's move right up to 152 pounds, and Devin Dibbern is in with us. Devin, I suppose you got a little bit different feeling today. You got a lot of guys that did a great thing, and, you know, I haven't seen this happen to the Dibberns every once in a while, but you guys had some great matches yesterday. You got the runner-up. Man, does that make you feel different? I mean, you're going to go down to state. You're going to walk in the Parade of Champions. That's my prediction on Saturday. But take me through your match yesterday.
Oh, well, wasn't expecting to lose when I went in there, but that's the way it ended up. It's just kind of a wake-up call and getting me more fired up for this Saturday down in Omaha.
Now, if I got this right, the young man that you wrestled, his only loss all year from Maxwell was to you. Take me back to what happened in that match.
It was 5-0, and then he escaped, and then I actually got thrown again, but he didn't get me.
like yesterday. So what does that still give you stuff to work on here then in the next 3 days before you go to Omaha?
Yeah, I just got to keep my head on straight and keep my nose to the grindstone and keep pushing.
What's it mean to have three Dibberns going to state this year?
It's a little different. Colin hasn't been there, and it'll be kind of special to have him there.
All right, Devin. We'll see you back in Omaha.
Thanks.
Up next, undefeated 160-pounder Mason Klingelhofer. Have you wrestled 6 minutes all year long?
Yeah, I've had a couple 6-minute matches.
What's you've had so many pins this year. You've been so successful. When you're getting into the third period on those rare opportunities, like maybe you'll have to do when you get down to Omaha, tell me kind of your mindset when, uh-oh, here I am. Not uh-oh, but I'm sure you've got a good margin, but what kind of guy's been giving you maybe a problem that gets you to the third period?
You know, it's just I don't really get too worried when you get to the third period because Herman keeps our conditioning pretty good, and, you know, we train hard all year, and we're well-trained there. I mean, it's just getting, like, wrestling to them wider weight classes, you know, it gets a lot easier to pin kids then. And getting up in these heavier ones is a lot harder to pin kids.
Can you give advice to the guys that have done so well but maybe haven't had that opportunity? Some of them have, some of them haven't, to walk in that Parade of Champions. What can you tell the guys?
Well, you know, I walked in it sophomore year, wrestled 126 pounds. And it's a feeling that never goes away. You know, it's one of the best feelings, and hopefully I'll get to experience it again this weekend.
What's it going to take to capture a state championship?
Just keep wrestling, keep doing what I've been doing all year.
And talk about maybe your main competition down there at state.
You know, I haven't looked through the bracket too much. I went and looked at it last night and saw number 2, Patrick Dempsey from Friend, is on the other side. And then Seth Novak from Howells. I'll see him in semis, hopefully. And then other than that, I really haven't paid too much attention.
Now, I got one more question for you, because just the way districts fell this weekend, did you take care of your Valentine's Day obligations?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I didn't have to worry about too much, but yeah.
Everything's good?
Yeah, everything's good.
All right, Just check it. Mason Klingelhofer, hey, good luck in Omaha.
Yeah, thank you.
We're talking with the Amherst Broncos wrestlers. Let's go to 126 pounds. Again, they qualified all 14 wrestlers, and Clayton Dana, congratulations on making it to state, man.
Thank you.
Talk about your year. Where you think you've gotten better?
I feel like I've gotten better throughout everything. My conditioning's a lot better. Everything from my feet to the top, bottom. I'm getting out better from the bottom position, so.
As far as a couple of you guys have had some battles with the Eustace Farnham wrestlers, you've seen him a couple, 3 times. Who are some of the other guys that you might see at state that you've had some good battles with?
Most of the guys that I've had to wrestle, Mac James and Mark Dunn and Worth, they all ended up on the other side of the bracket. I've got Bailey, and I won't see him for a while, and I haven't had an opportunity to wrestle him yet. So so far as my side of the bracket, I haven't had to really wrestle much of them.
And is that a good thing to see new guys?
I think so, yeah. Gives me an opportunity to kind of critique my stuff more and be able to work my shots on different kids.
All right, man. Thanks for coming in and giving us some time today. Best of luck.
Thank you.
We're rolling through some of the Amherst Broncos. They all qualified. You got your shirt in the way, man. You got your shirt in the way. Yes. Okay. I just want to make sure that I don't call anybody by their wrong name. Brant Florell, 132 pounder. What's it mean to have, again, everybody go to state?
It's just, it's a great feeling and have a sense of pride, and we all feel like brothers going down there together. It's a great feeling.
I got to go to a point that we talked about yesterday. You wrestled Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley in the finals. Were you surprised that he chose both up to go to the third period?
No, because he has taken me down in the past, so that was not a surprise to me, and I knew I just needed to keep moving and working my offense on my feet and go by that.
It was a 2-1 final. What did you do different than yesterday to get better at not letting him get to you?
I moved my feet more. I didn't get stuck in the mud quite so much as I have in the past, and just tried to keep moving.
All right, Brant, congratulations. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We've got more of the Amherst wrestlers to chat with here, and let's move to Chris Rasmussen. Chris, 182-pounder, remind the folks you didn't get the full season of wrestling, how that was, how you've come back.
Yeah, I got hurt in our semifinal football game up at Stewart. I've only been back for four tournaments now. Just getting back into the swing of things. So.
Do you feel that you're at full strength, or do you still feel like maybe it's like Christmas time and you've got a lot more improving to do?
No, I feel pretty good. Wrestling in the room, feeling pretty good shape. Wrestled a couple tough matches, so I'm actually feeling pretty good.
Did you think you'd have, coming off that injury, the success maybe that you've had here winning all your matches so far?
I was hoping for it. That's what I wanted. So,
when you can't wrestle, but yet wrestling season's going on, what do you do to make sure you're ready that first time you step on the mat? Sometimes you can keep in shape. Sometimes it's a mental thing. What were you doing?
I just kept telling myself that where I wanted to be at the end of the year, where I wanted myself on the podium. So I kept running every day in practice, and Dawson Trampy was hurt too, so I had him to run with. So.
Well, it's glad to see you back and healthy, and let's see if we can keep that zero in the loss column for another week.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Chris Rasmussen joins us here on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. 170 pounds. It's another one of the Divern boys. Colin, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Good.
Talk about having three Diverns go to the state tournament. What's that feeling like?
It's kind of unbelievable that all three of us wrestle, and we all do or succeed, and hopefully we all can have a state championship down there.
What's it going to take for, I mean, you guys are such a huge favorite to win state, but yet last year there was some bumps in the road. Have you guys talked about a focus factor or what your mindset is going to Omaha?
Don't look past anyone and keep your eyes open and work hard and don't quit.
Now, I know everybody, whether they say so or not, everybody looks at their bracket, sees what they've got. Tell us a little bit about how your bracket is.
The first kid, I don't know. I haven't wrestled him, but hopefully I'll get past him, and I'll have Cordell Glaus in the quarterfinals. And I've wrestled him before, and I know what I need to do to beat him, so hopefully it works.
And just in case he's not listening, what do you got to do to beat him?
Take him down and Chester Dump.
All right. Sounds good. Colin, we'll see you in Omaha.
Thanks.
Amherst Broncos, Brian Weeches, another one of the undefeated wrestlers here. I don't think those Eustace Farnham guys want to see you anymore. How do you continue that? You guys have had such good battles. How have you continued to maybe just get a little bit better each time you've faced off?
I think just working on my technique, figuring out how to take them down, and then just doing my stuff on top.
Can you believe that this is your senior year? I mean, you've had some success and some really good success with this Amherst program.
Oh, it is kind of unbelievable. You only got like 2 weeks left. All these 13 years we've put in through this, through all our Pee Wee practices, all that stuff we went through, we only have 14 days left, and it's all over.
You guys not only are going to be the favorite in Omaha, but now it's the second year of the state duels, and you guys obviously will be the number one seed. What was it like last year for the first time having another week of wrestling after Omaha?
Well, it's different. It's hard to come back from all that craziness in Omaha to have to come back to another week of practice, get focused up for another week, but I think it's fun. Get another trophy, hopefully.
Well, I think five in a row is definitely a possibility for Amherst. Brian, thanks for the time. Amherst Broncos talk a little wrestling. How about one more, Dibbern? Logan Dibbern, the 138-pounder. You haven't talked any smack to the other two, have you?
Oh, not too much.
What's it like? I mean, tell me what it's like growing up. How much did you guys actually wrestle against each other? Not fight, not get into competition, but how much wrestling was there actually between you three?
Oh, I don't know. We fought all the time, but wrestling-wise, we pretty much had peewee practices during the wrestling season twice a week, and that was pretty much it. But there was always, you knew there was wrestling going on at home all the time.
Why do you guys love wrestling so much?
I guess it's kind of a contact sport, and we're all for that. Show your physicality-ness, I guess, and just go out there, and it's more of a one-on-one kind of deal. What you do is, or what you put into is what you get out of it. So,
well, you guys sure don't back away from contact sports. Did you have to take it easy during rodeo season this year or not?
No, not really.
Just came through it healthy and everything's good.
Yep.
All right, Logan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Amherst wrestlers, we're getting down towards the end, though. We've still got a handful more. Jacob Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer, there's a name that's got a lot of wrestling success. Talk about just having a family that has grown up around wrestling and what that was like for you.
I think that's gotten me more motivated the sport of wrestling, coming up in a wrestling family like that.
Talk about yesterday, you got a chance the Moniker kid that you wrestled in the finals had upset the number one wrestler, and then you go out and take care of business and become one of the 10 district champions. Talk about that match and what it meant to win.
Oh, I was kind of disappointed that I didn't get to see Geis because he beat me at conference, and I wanted to get a chance to beat him, but I knew what I had to do, and I knew if I beat Moniker in the finals, it would give me a better shot at state.
Talk about what are you looking forward to most this weekend with everybody getting to go and a chance to win state, but for you personally, what are you looking to get done in Omaha?
I'm hoping to wrestle the best I've wrestled all year and just get it done.
Are you getting better every week?
Yeah, I think I've gotten better. There's flaws I haven't quite improved on yet, but I'm hoping I can get those fixed.
All right, Jacob. Hey, congratulations on a district championship. Good luck in Omaha. Let's talk to Kalen Klingelhofer. It's another Klingelhofer.
Yep.
Same question. What's it like growing up in a wrestling family?
Oh, it's great just being able to keep it going through our family, I guess.
You were pretty dominant yesterday in your final. Talk about where you think you've improved this year.
I'm getting more confident and more aggressive as I'm going out in wrestling, so that's helping out.
Where have you learned that? Is there somebody in the family? Is there somebody in the wrestling room? Is it a coach? Where have you learned to maybe get more aggressive?
Just in practice. Just keep wrestling our bigger kids and keep going after them.
And what do you think about going to state?
I'm excited because it's something else for me to do, like keep going. I don't know. I'm really excited for it.
Have any of the guys that have been there told you what it's going to be like?
A little, yeah. But I can't wait to experience it for myself. So,
all right, Kalen. Best part is make the other guys see the lights. You never want to see the lights.
Yep.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Kalen Klingelhofer, 113-pounder, getting back here. What do we got left? Is that everybody? Did we get through them all? Okay, Coach Tyler Herman, one last thing. I mean, you've got a ton of kids here. I mean, you got all 14. What do you tell them going to Omaha? Because this has got to be a little bit different speech, doesn't it?
You know, as always, one match at a time. You know, we're not overlooking anybody when we go down to the state tournament. Every match is going to be a tough match, and that's what we expect. But bottom line is, we still got a bad taste in our mouth after last year's semifinal round. We want to put more kids in the finals. We want more kids on top of the podium. If we do our job as individuals, the team score will take care of itself. You know, all 14 are going down there, and we want all 14 winning lots of matches and hopefully getting medals. So, I mean, that's the ultimate goal, and you know, we're not going to stray from that at all. But like I said, if we keep doing what we've been doing all year long, we'll be okay.
Anybody from here on out that wants to interview you will probably have to post this question, and I know you're going to coach speak me, but I'll ask you anyway. You've set yourself up to have the most dominant Class D team at one shot ever after what happened last year, but yet getting a chance to maybe make your moment in history. How do you balance those two?
Honestly, that's something that we don't talk about.
That's like, just for us media.
Yeah, that's just for the media people, the media and the fans and everybody else. But like I said, if we take care of our job as individuals, you know, we'll add the points up at the end and see where we stand. That's not our main focus right now. Our focus is winning as individual and keep advancing in the championship bracket. And whatever it says on the scoreboard come Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, that's what it is. But like I said, our goal is we want kids on top of the podium. We didn't like how things went last year on Friday night. We like how it ended up, but we want more kids in the finals and on top of that podium.
Well, always thanks for taking some Sunday to join us here every single year on the Wrestling Rally. We'll see all you guys in Omaha.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Doug.
You bet. Tyler Herman and the Amherst Wrestlers, we're going to take a break. We've got Kearney High, Grand Island Northwest. We've got Minden. We've got a whole lot more coming up after this on the Wrestling Rally.
Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Best of luck, wrestlers.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meat's freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service, Adams Corner Market. Best of luck, wrestlers.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what LaserTech of Nebraska offers you. LaserTech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day and the impossible with 2 days' notice. LaserTech in sunny downtown Shelton.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They've been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. Good luck, wrestlers.
And welcome back to the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally here in Kearney and also on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're rolling along, and the Minden faithful are with us, and Phil Hoyt, I'll have you step in front of the microphone over there and chat a little bit about it. You know, here's the deal. Amherst just had 14, but you're proud to get a couple kids down there.
Yeah, we're definitely proud to get a couple kids down there. We hoping for more like you do every year, but Quinn and Andrew will do a great job. And
just darn happy to have them down there.
Tell me a little bit about, just give me your recap of districts.
The C4 districts at out west is a tough district, like other districts, I'm sure. But anyway, we were optimistic going into the meet. We had a good meet overall. Came down to the wire last day. We had four in the Constellation semis to go. Quinn had already made it into the finals, and Andrew got through the Constellation semis for us and made it in there.
Talk about what you think. You got one kid here at each kind of end of the spectrum. Andrew's going to have to do some work when he gets to Omaha. And obviously for Quinn, he's going to go in as a district champion and has some very, very lofty goals too.
Yeah, it'll be a good tournament. Quinn's been there before. He was in the Constellation semi or heartbreak round last year to get in for the medals on Friday night. And I think that experience will give him some confidence going in. He's had a great year all year, district champ. He's wrestled real well here last the end of the season. Not that he hadn't all year, but I think stepped it up a little bit and looking for a great state tournament. Andrew hasn't been there yet. This will be a first time for him, but, like anyone, you go down and wrestle hard and you never know what happens. He'll have a district champ right off the bat. He knows that. But you just wrestle hard and do what you can. And on top of that, just a great experience for Andrew as a sophomore, and hopefully it'll give him some momentum in his future years.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's about there, right? You kind of get your feet wet the first time.
Yeah, exactly. It's good.
And as far as Quinn's road through the tournament, just kind of your thoughts on what it looks like.
We've thought about that. You have to treat every every wrestler for the respect that you meet at the state tournament. Take one match at a time. Records show what they've been able to do this year, but the state tournament brings out the best in people and, get charged up for those matches. But I think Quinn will be able to meet up with that. Again, experience as a senior, and he's at 97 wins in his career right now. So, you know, that hopefully that success and that confidence and just going and wrestling tough will help out.
Just talk about your season as a whole. I know there's a couple kids that you wanted to get down to state that got left behind, but just kind of talk about the Whippet season as a whole.
Well, we started out the season with 23 wrestlers out. We're a sophomore-freshman base. We have 18 freshman sophomores out. So, you know, some inexperience. But, throughout the season, Austin Olson at 103, been pretty solid. The past week was bad luck. He was sick with the flu for 3 days early in the week, and I just didn't get a catch of gear at the tournament and lost some close matches at the end. And I feel bad for him, but that's how it goes. Bryson Holston is a junior, and Phoenix Duffy both come on hard, real well here at the tail end of the season. I had a shot at qualifying and, just missed out. And, again, that's too bad, but that's just how it goes. But otherwise, a rewarding season. I think we'll have a good crew coming back after this year. We have 3 seniors on the team, so that'll help as far as our building year for next year.
Well, let's talk to your 2 young men. Let's start with Quinn, who's always been one of our favorites to watch on the football field. Talk about one of the most, I guess, favorite things that non-wrestlers talk about, getting down to the weight you want to be at and being able to wrestle that weight. Most of the kids play football and then have to work their way down to a weight. Was that difficult for you at all?
Yeah, kind of, I guess. Last year I wrestled 70, and this year I felt a little more ambitious, I guess. I weighed 180, 185 during football season, so had to get after it right away.
When this year did you feel that you were good at 160, that you felt right at that weight?
Probably about our second tournament. I felt the strongest I felt, I guess, but felt more confident myself towards the end of the season, too.
Coach talked a little bit about being so close last year, getting to Omaha and where you were in the tournament. How has that kind of fed your fire this year?
Yeah, that was made me ambitious this year to get back to it and have bigger goals than I did last year, I guess.
We're talking with Quinn Rutt of Minden. He's only got the 1 loss on the season. So do the 39 wins stick out, or does the 1 loss stick out?
The 1 loss. And still rose in your heart.
And who was that?
Lenowski from Adams Central.
Well, he's pretty good himself. So we'll get to talk with the Adams Central wrestlers here in just a few minutes as well. They're with us in our Hastings studio. But just now that you go is it a different place where you were last year to compared to this year, just your thoughts on kind of the bracket and the ultimate goal this weekend?
Well, I guess I got a good draw in, I guess. It really doesn't matter, but just take one match at a time and see how it goes. But I guess we'll see what happens.
And it's the last time through. Do you even think about that kind of stuff? Are you one of those guys that say, oh, this is it for me. Boy, I'm going to have to look at Omaha. Or do you say, hey, this is another meet?
It's just another meet, I think.
All right. Well, Quinn, we wish you the best of luck. Let's see if we can walk you through Saturday afternoon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Andrew Gasling's our heavyweight. Andrew, congratulations on making it to state.
Thank you.
Did you expect this?
Not really.
When you qualified, when you won that match to get into the consolation semifinals, what was that like?
It was pretty exciting.
Can you tell me, take me through the district? Were these kids that you had wrestled before this year, or were they some new kids for you?
They were pretty much all new.
And as you got into the third and fourth place match, you didn't have to worry about getting to state, so you qualify for state. Coaches said, hey, it's a good chance for you to just kind of get your feet wet. Is that the way you're approaching this, or how excited are you?
I'm pretty excited about it. I think it'll be a fun experience.
And have you set a goal for Omaha?
Not yet.
All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck. We appreciate you coming in and spending a few minutes with us, and good luck in Omaha.
Thank you.
Phil, last question for you, and we'll let you get on out of here with your Minden Whippets. It's always fun. You got a kid that's been there. You got a kid that hasn't been there. How differently do you got to prep them, I guess, for this week?
I probably not much different than I usually do. other than, you know, be confident and don't worry and have fun. Go out and wrestle your best. I guess that's all I ask for him. You know, Andrew, it'll be a big – he hasn't been there before, I don't think. So it'll be a different venue and, you know, a bigger site. But that's just part of that experience. It's neat that we get to have that, and I get to, you know, help him through that part. And Quinn, just go out and battle.
All right. Well, hopefully Andrew will see him here next year.
And, definitely.
We wish you guys the best of luck. Coach Hoyt, thanks for the time. Quinn and Andrew, best of luck in Omaha, guys.
Thank you.
Our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings Grand Island. We're going to talk with some Adams Central wrestlers in a moment. We've got Northwest. We've got Kearney High. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The leader in online banking, with online bill paying and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, wrestlers.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and surrounding areas rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed rep. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. Best of luck at state to all the wrestlers and coaches from Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer dealer.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility with the latest genetics and technology. Call Larry and Gary Barrett, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Larry and Gary Barrett.
Stop into Aurora Co-op. Get all you need to keep the farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op, a proud sponsor of all area wrestlers. Best of luck at state.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings, auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates a factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden.
Locally owned and operated since 1883, a tradition of community banking. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to their local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
And the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally continuing here on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We have been able to expand our studio over in Hastings, and Tyson Havronik standing by to give a few of the coaches and wrestlers a chance not to have to make the long trip to our Kearney studios. And tell you what, we've got some wrestling over there in Hastings, Hastings High, with a ton of qualifiers, and Adams Central, a district champion, Tyson.
Yeah, Doug, Adams Central joining us here on the program as we get set to talk a little bit about their district meet this past Sunday. And we are pleased to be joined by Coach Dan Lanowski, Alex Meyer joining us as well, Jack Berry, Andrew Schilke, and Derek Lanowski as well on the wrestling rally program. But let's start things off, Doug, with the coach, Mr. Dan Lanowski, joining us on the program. And coach, as we kind of look back at your district meet, just a very impressive Saturday for your boys.
Well, thank you, Tyson, and thanks for having us. Our kids started off Friday evening. We wrestled okay. We were sitting in third, only out by 4 points. And I kind of reminded the kids of that's where we were pretty much every meet we'd been in going into the semis. We weren't exactly winning it or leading the tournaments. Starting off Saturday morning, our 106-pounder, Devin Gilliland, upset the number three kid in his bracket. And that really got us on a roll. And then Andrew Schilke came with a win, and we won. I'm not even sure, maybe 8 out of 9 or 9 out of 10 of the next matches. And then going into the semis, then he upset the number two kid to make the finals, and we got rolling again. So it was just we got on a great roll, and the kids really responded, and they just, you know, we won 6 tournaments this year. So districts were our 7th. The kids they're kind of used to being on top, and they wrestled a great tournament.
Coach, we kind of got to bring it up. We heard right at the beginning of our wrestling rally broadcast, and I'm sure your wrestlers would kind of disagree maybe a little bit with what we were talking about as far as some surprises that were out of districts. And, you know, some of the media pundits out there might have said that you're a little bit surprised, but you kind of like that, being a little bit under the radar a little bit.
Well, yeah, Ross said we were surprised, and that's okay. We didn't need to be rated. You know, the York coach, Chad Maddox, did ratings all year, and he would talk to me and he said, boy, you guys are loaded. He said, I don't see how anyone's going to beat you at districts. So I kept that in the back of my mind, you know, and a few of the people out there didn't know when Jack Berry was coming back. And, We pretty much knew his dad had decided from the day he got surgery, and I think he got Jack believing that, hey, you're wrestling districts, whether your hand's in a cast and or whether it's not, and Jack believed in it. And all of our kids, we've had some serious injuries here, and we've got most of our kids back, and so it really helps to get that team filled back up.
Once again, it's the seventh championship for Adams Central, the seventh tournament where they finished as champions. Again, 10 state qualifiers, four district champions going to be joining us here on the Wrestling Rally program. Coach, maybe just talk a little bit about, you know, the team as a whole, the guys that you're sending up to Omaha.
Well, Derek, my son, is 43-0, and Jack is 25-0, and Andrew, I think, is 33-2 or 34-2, somewhere in there, and Alex Meyer has only lost to four kids this year. So those guys have a legitimate shot to be on that medal stand and high on that stand. And I think our other kids, Eric Rosvet and Mark Zex, was just a freshman at 145, wrestling extremely tough. I think we have some good chances to get some kids up there.
Once again, Tyson Nebronik and Doug Duda joining us on the program from our Kearney studios as well. Dan Lanowski sitting in the chair. Doug, take it away.
Well, Coach, the one question I guess I've got for you, because you have been that B school that sometimes has to wrestle the Lou Platt or the C, you talked about pulling some upsets this year where maybe in the past couple of years or past 5 years or whatever, from time to time, it's kind of gone the other way, just what it's like to finally be on the other end of that shoe.
Well, we've been the district runner-up quite a few times. We just couldn't quite get over that hump. You know, we've sent eight a few times and nine. I think a more complete team effort's what got it for us. And we somehow got our sophomores and our freshmen buying into that they could get to state. And, you know, my studs did what they've done all year and what they've done for the last 2 years. But those young kids coming in and giving us valuable points really helped out.
Once again, Dan Lanowski joining us on the Wrestling Rally program. Tyson and Veronica here in our Hastings studios as we have opened up our Hastings studios this year for the Wrestling Rally. Let's talk to some of those studs on the Adams Central team now, some of the Patriots. Well, first of all, start off things. We'll just go by weight class here. We'll start in 113. Andrew Schilke joining us now on the program. Wrestler Doug, that's 32-2, very solid wrestler. State qualifier last year. He's been ranked number one all year. So, first of all, Andrew, just your thoughts on the district meet yesterday.
We wrestled really tough as a team, and we had a bunch of young guys step up. Our four guys who usually win what we go to did, and then we had a lot of young guys step up and come through big for us.
You've had a very solid season again at 32-2 this season. Talk maybe a little bit about how your road to state looks here.
If I want to be the best guy in the bracket, I'll have to beat whoever I have to beat and whoever I drew. So. And that's the goal. So,
wrestling once again at 113. Andrew Schilke, 32-2 on the season. Doug, any questions for Andrew?
Well, Andrew, there are a couple of guys in this bracket that also have great records. Who have you seen, and what do you know about some of these other rated wrestlers?
My only loss in class is to Joe Berg, and he's from West Point Beamer. We wrestled last week at Grand Island Central Catholic, and it was a tough one. I lost it in the last 10 seconds. With a late takedown. So I've watched film. We've talked about it, and hopefully he's on the other side of the bracket, so hopefully I'll end up getting another chance in the finals.
You mentioned you were a state qualifier last year. Does having some of that experience help you out this time around?
Yeah, I've been down there twice, not ended how I want it to, and I'll be ready this year.
So what's the turnaround? What do you got to do to turn things around?
Really, both matches I've lost this year, it's just been one mistake. So I got to wrestle 6 minutes and no mistakes. That's all.
Andrew Schilke once again joining us on the Wrestling Rally program. Let's go down the list here. And I've got, 160, Derek Lanowski joining us on the program. Derek Lanowski, of course, a coach's son here, sitting at 43-0 on the season, yet to be taken down. He was fifth at state last year and breaking some school records along the way. Derek, appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Derek, let's talk maybe just a little bit. You've had an incredible season so far. Talk about some of your matches, some of your highlights along the way.
I don't know. I've just wrestled really good this year and been in a lot better focus than I have in the past, and I think that's really helped.
43-0. Once again, the coach's son heading to a state tournament. Derek Wanowski joining us on the program. Talk about how your district's wrapped up on Saturday.
Well, I had a pretty tough match in the semis, 3-1. And then in the finals, there was a kid I've wrestled a couple times, Zach Grunke from Seward, and I kind of knew what he did, so I knew how to handle him.
Break down maybe what 160 looks like at the state tournament.
It'll be pretty tough. I don't know. But like what Andrew said, to be the best, you got to beat the best. So,
once again, Tyson Nebrodick and Doug Duda in our Kearney studios as well. Derek Wanowski joining us here at 160.
You know, the funny thing is, because we're not looking at each other on Skype, we're just listening, Derek sounds almost exactly like his dad, and a lot has been made of that. Derek, just what's it like wrestling for your dad and the leaps and bounds you've made just from last year?
I don't know. Wrestling for my dad kind of stinks sometimes, but he always keeps me focused and makes sure I do what I got to do to get it done.
Derek Wanowski again joining us on the program. 43-0, is that sort of like with you know, having wrestlers know that you've yet to be taken down, is that sort of kind of put the target on your back as you head out to a state tournament? And how do you wrestle knowing that that target's there?
I just got to wrestle my match and not let that be on my mind. Just go out and do my best.
And the Adams Central Patriots joining us here on the Wrestling Rally on Classic Hits 98.9 from our Hastings studios. Tyson Nebrodick, Doug Duda, along with you. Derek Wanowski has been our guest. So let's jump on over, Doug, if we will, to 182, and that's Jack Berry.
Yeah, another undefeated. I got a question for him. I got a question for Jack right away. Jack, have you ever taken Wanowski down in the practice room?
Oh, there's been times where him and I guess, go back and forth, and he's good. He's good on top. I mean, he's good everywhere. He's a multi-threat, I guess, but him and I, you know, we tend to battle it out, so it's good.
Go ahead, Doug.
Sorry, I was just going to ask, how have you guys helped each other? Where has he helped you get better and maybe vice versa?
I guess he's really good on top. He likes to throw his legs in, and he's one of the best I've ever come across to do so. And me, I guess I use my strength that I've been blessed with over technique, because I'm not the smartest guy, so that's where him and I kind of clash a little bit. So it's good. We both kind of help each other out in a way that way.
Jack Berry sitting at 25-0, and now we talked a little bit about at the top about the broken hand that you had set out for a month. Talk maybe just a little bit about what it's like been coming back after that injury.
Well, I guess it was frustrating at the start, knowing that the doctor was saying it would be about 6 to 8 weeks, and I told him, hey, state's in 5, so I got 4 to come back, and when it's your senior year, you're going to give it everything you got, whether if it's a cast or whatever you have to wear. I just told him, just heal me up, and so I had surgery and was able to get a plate in there and started wrestling with it a couple weeks ago, I guess, kind of, and really started practice last week, and so that was able to kind of get the momentum, try to get back in that wrestling shape, I guess, and did well yesterday, so...
Talk maybe just a little bit about your road to state. What do you see out of 182?
Well, I got a good draw, and I know Will Shaney is going to be there, and 3-timer, so he's no pushover by any means. So if I get a chance to wrestle him, that would be one of the greatest things I wanted to do. I've seen him when I was younger, and he always beat me, so... But that's all right. We'll see what happens at state, I guess.
As far as the district championship is concerned for yourself, is there any surprises that you saw this weekend?
I guess not. Kind of had an insight of what was going to happen. Not really a predictor, but saw some things. But I guess not too surprised overall.
Once again, Tyson Nebrodick and Doug Duda in our studios here. It's the Classic. It's 98.9 Wrestling Rally. Jack Berry, sitting at 182, is also joining us on the program.
Hey, Tyson, one more question there for Jack before we talk to Alex. Jack, you talked about Will Shaney. He's one of the 4 kids that is going for their 4th consecutive state championship. And they have told us that this year the finals are going to start at 195 so that there can be two of the kids, because Perkins is at 182 as well. You're one of the kids that could get there. Thomas Conley from Kearney Catholic, who we're going to talk to in a little bit, is one of the kids that could get there. What would it mean to be, I mean, you're going to, if you can get to that final, you are going to be one of the most featured matches of the entire weekend. Can you even allow yourself to dream about that a little?
I guess it's kind of a dream come true, I guess. I found out earlier today from Andrew that they were going to start at 195, so I thought, hey, it's going to be fun, you know. I'll have to wait a little bit, but it'll be worth it, I think, in the end. And win or lose, it's just always great to make it to the finals at state, and it's something that I've had as a goal for my whole life. So it'll be good to get there, and can't wait.
All right, good luck, man.
Thank you.
That's Jack Berry joining us on the program at 182. One final wrestler here to get to from the Adams Central side of things, as they have once again won the district championship. Send four district champions and 10 state qualifiers heading to Omaha. Sitting at 220, a senior on the Adams Central Patriots with a record of 33-6 overall. We are pleased to be joined by Alex Meyer. And Alex, from everything your coach has said about you, just you're having a tremendous senior year. What's been the big thing, been the driving force for you this season?
Well, it was my goal to make it to a state here, because unlike the rest of these guys, I didn't qualify last year. So, you know, that's been my goal my entire career, make it to state and maybe have some magic happen and get on the medal stand.
So with that goal in mind, talk maybe just a little bit. Let's flash back to this past weekend with districts. You know, talk about your overall emotions when you had qualified for state.
Well, when I qualified for state, I still had my finals match, so mm-hmm. I knew I still had a little work to do. And even this year, how much I improved, it's quite a bit, because that TJ Dozier from Aurora beat me earlier in the year pretty handily, and then I came back and beat him in a close match in the finals. So just this year, I've improved so much.
These guys have all been to a state wrestling tournament. How much are you going to look to sort of kind of fall back on these guys within the next few days and sort of guide you through the state tournament emotions, the butterflies, if you will, going into the matches?
Oh, I'll lean on them a lot, but also I know I have to pave my own way a lot, but it is nice to have a steadying hand with these guys, because I'm in pretty good company here, sitting with these three other wrestlers, pretty good guys.
And once again, Alex Meyer joining us at 220. Let's talk maybe you mentioned a little bit about what's going to be on the field here for 220, but give us sort of your preview as you kind of look at it.
Well, I think definitely winning the district championship really helps me get on the medal stand, and I just need a few things to go my way, and I have a pretty good shot at placing pretty high there at state, so...
Alex Meyer, once again, sitting at 220. Tyson Ivronik with you here in our Hastings studios, talking with some of the Adams Central Patriot district champions and talking about their qualifiers that they're sending off to state. Doug Dudell joining us in our Kearney studios as well.
Alex, obviously, if he gets out past that first-round match, which we know you will, you're going to catch a kid from Waverly probably that was upset in his district. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about you got five seniors and you got 10 Patriots going to state. How cool is it just to have that many of your teammates going with you?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty cool, because the five seniors have 4 years of varsity experience. So we've been wrestling together for quite a long time, and then that 500 classmen really stepped up, and it's just a great day to be a Patriot.
Once again, as a senior heading off to this state wrestling meet, you know, what's it going to mean to you just to finish off your senior season, with a really strong performance at state?
Well, it's just been building up my entire career, and I've worked 4 hard years to be where I am right now, so hopefully I can capitalize and make something happen.
Once again, Alex Meyer joining us at 220, tremendous senior season, heading off to his first state tournament here as Adams Central Patriots get set to for their state tournament run. Let's bring back Coach Lanowski here to sort of wrap things up, to sort of summarize here for the Adams Central Patriots. And Doug, I'll give the coach over to you so you can get the final thoughts here.
Hey, sounds good. Dan, one other thing, you guys got a pretty good draw for the dual meet the next week here in Kearney. Just your thoughts on that.
Well, we kind of wanted to start off with Omaha Scut, so I don't agree with you on the draw, Doug. We like the draw we have with West Point. We did see them in a tournament this year, and I think we beat them by 2.5 points or 2 points or something. So hopefully we have another varsity kid back from injury by then, and all of our kids stay healthy over the next 2 weeks. And that is just another a fun week that we're looking forward to.
And finally, for this week, could you foresee the Patriots doing as well as they've ever done at state?
Well, back in 2009, we had 5 medalists and finished 4th. And we think we're right on the cusp of matching that or beating it. So, you know, it would be nice to crack the top 3, be right up there with Scott and maybe Scott's Bluff. But, we got 3 hard days of wrestling to make that happen.
All right, Coach, always appreciate you giving us some time on the wrestling rally. Best of luck to you and the Patriots.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate you and Tyson helping us out.
You bet. Tyson Hvranek with us in our Hastings studio, along with the Adams Central Patriots, Dan Linusky, Derek Linusky, Andrew Schilke, Jack Berry, and Alex Meyer. We're going to be back at our Kearney studios with Kearney High, Grand Island Northwest, Kearney Catholic. We'll also be catching up with Grand Island Senior High, Lexington, Orr, Donovan Trumbull. It's still all to come. Plus, at the end of the program, one more segment with Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com. Stay with us.